Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Our next guest is, every time I see this guy, my goal is to be this individual.
That's a life goal, is to turn into Jeff Sanders one day.
Jarrett and Sprague, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think I've ever seen you have a bad day.
No, don't. There's no way. It's my choice. Unless I make bogey, then I really get hot.
Yeah.
I can't stand bogeys.
We were talking about this to open up the show. Do you have that same intense reaction with other sports? Like if you're playing pickup hoops or softball and you strike, you know.
It's not the same.
Is it the same as golf, or is golf separated?
No, I think it's the same. When you're really competitive, you're competitive in everything you do, whether it's business or sports or golf or anything. I think the better you get, the more you expect.
Right.
The more irritated you get with a bad shot in golf, let's say. But, no, I think when you're overly competitive like I am and you don't really micromanage people, you just intensely train them, you end up with problems.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's beautiful out here, isn't it?
Oh, we love coming out here. And the last couple of years, it's been like 99, 100 degrees. We were just saying this year is picture perfect.
I can't believe how good this weather is. You know, that smoke and whatever that was a couple of days ago, thank God, left. This weather today is as good as it gets. I mean, it's just perfect out here at Pumpkin, and of course Pumpkin is world class. I mean, most everybody knows this.
Yeah,
we travel the country and run golf tournaments, and there's no venue like it. I mean, there's from the parking to the two courses to the, you know, all the things we can do here. You know, for the fans, you know, the fan experience, the new grapes and brews and golf, you know, over there on 12, and I mean just fun. I mean, it's a great place. It's got such history, you know. And we did the U.S. Amateur here in 96 when Tiger three-peated, and the Women's Open the next year when Annika was trying to three-peat. And that's as close as I've ever seen it to what this is, you know. And why is that? Well, because it's so competitive, and there's so much on the line. And these guys out here, we were talking about earlier before we went on the air, that, you know, these guys are playing for their dream, their life, their career. I mean, this is big, okay? And last couple of years ago, Harold Varner, you know, came down to the last day, and he ended up getting his card number 25 by $200 for the year in prize money. And if he'd have $201, he'd have been down the road.
Right.
And, that's where the term trunk slammer came from. You know, the guy opened up his trunk, threw his bag in, slammed it, drove to Florida.
Yeah.
Here, stopped for gas, and, you know, about blew his brains out on the way. I mean, but it's so competitive. I mean, this guy shoots 61 out here, this Derek Ernst.
Now, remember, I saw that. Yeah.
He won the Wells Fargo PGA Tour event 3 years ago. So he's a PGA Tour player. He's here trying to get his status back. But, I mean, he didn't even birdie 18. I mean, the par 5 18, which most guys were birdieing.
Right.
Yeah, so
I can't even believe
that. What a round of golf. Hey, Scotty. Scotty Harrington, at least.
There we go.
Well, yeah. And that's where I wanted to, because we talk a lot about it, and Swag, of course, brings it up on the golf show. But for the people who don't know and they haven't been out here and they don't realize what's on the line, just explain where this falls in the schedule, how the point system works, and what guys are playing for.
Okay, so there's 156 guys out here. They're the top 156 money winners on the web.com PGA Tour. And this is tournament number like 23. And at the end of this tournament, the top 25 money winners, I mean, right off the money list, 1 through 25, they get their PGA Tour card, so they're guaranteed to play next year on the PGA Tour. If they don't finish in the top, you know, 25, of course, there's four more tournaments. There's four $1 million. We're playing for $800,000 here and $144,000 for first. There's four more tournaments 24, 5, 6, and 7. They're called the finals events, and those events are $1 million purse.
Wow.
And so what happens is, the number 126 to 200 on this year's PGA Tour, those 75 guys, will get together with the top 75, 1 through 75 on this tour for the year, to make a field of 150, and they'll play four tournaments, $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, $1 million. They'll all start from zero money, and the top 25 money winners at the end of those four tournaments will also get their card. So it'll be 50 total.
Wow.
And the way they do that is they scissor them in. So the number one money winner on the web.com and the number one money winner of the four finals events are one and then two. Then the number two money winner becomes three, and then the number four, five,
scissor them
down to 50. So you want to win the qualifier. You want to finish first because you want to, in the higher you finish, of course, like if you win the web, if you're number one on the MoneyListWeb.com tour, then you're in all the tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that you want to be able to plan your year and plan your schedule. And when I played the tour, I mean, I was a rabbit. It was Monday qualifying. There was no web.com.
right.
You either played in the tournament or you practiced for a week.
Yeah.
And then you go try again. And it was usually about 150 guys for 30 spots. And if you're one of the 30, you play. And if you're not, you missed the Monday. You're down the road. It was not perfect. Howard Johnson's and Red Roof Inn and Holiday Inn were my three hotels.
Yeah.
And I still
the Red Roof Inn.
They were brand new back then.
Yeah.
Nice spot.
And by the way, when you really got hot and missed every putt, you could throw a ping answer putter right through the wall. And you'd go, it wouldn't even stick. You just go right on through it. But you know, you that was a different day, right? So you now can actually play all year. And the cream does rise to the top. I mean, you can have a bad week or two or three.
Sure.
But if you play enough good weeks, you're going to get your card.
Yeah.
And like we were talking also, there have been 36 wins on the PGA Tour by graduates of the Winco Foods Portland Open. Justin Thomas being the number one player. He's won 10 times since he got his card here in 14. So he's won 10 times on the PGA Tour. So when you see our ads, it says PGA Tour Golf in Portland. Well, it is PGA Tour golf. Derek Ernst won the Wells Fargo. He shoots 61. Justin Thomas gets his card here. He's won 10 times. So, and people say, well, how's that work? I said, well, look, take anything. You take all the major leagues like football, basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey. Add up all the athletes in each sport, okay, and then compare them to the number of athletes on the PGA Tour and the Web.com combined. There's 350 guys total between the two tours, PGA Tour, Web.com. If you do the math for the NBA and the NHL and MLB and NFL, there's more than 350 athletes.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So that's why this is really, these guys are just, that's why they put the numbers on the scorecard that you see. No surprise to me whatsoever. There's only 350 of these guys in the world doing this. So they are PGA, this is PGA Tour golf, and you get a chance when you watch this tournament to see the next, you know, Siwoo Kim, Bubba Watson, you know,
Tony Finau, followed him around.
Daniel Berger.
Yeah.
You know, Justin Thomas. I mean, those guys played here, and they're now superstars on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And all they needed was a tee time. They just needed a tee time, and they couldn't get one. But now they've got one, and of course, the rest is history. So it's just fun to, you know, I've been a member here since '92, and I love this place, and it's fun to watch it light up for this competitive golf tournament. But also it's fun to see people coming out here, you know, for junior day and for family day and for the breakfast on Sunday that we feed everybody before the final round, and then the awards ceremony on Sunday night. You know, we give out the 25 cars and all the families come,
right,
and they're there with their son who's now got a tour card, let's say, and been trying since junior golf, high school golf, college
the whole
golf,
way
the whole time. And now they get their tour card, and this is like, it all happens right out here on this 18th green, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, super emotional, super competitive.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, Jeff Sanders is our guest. Those guys, I mean, I imagine not all of them, but some of them have to be breaking down a little bit, right? Like tears coming down. I mean,
it's a lifelong dream that's
realized.
Yeah,
you've clinched your dream.
Yeah. No, I played on the tour 5 years, you know, a long time ago, and I lost my card every year. And I got through this thing called the tour school, which is like the grinder of all grinders, five times. And so I can remember each one of them, where I was, what it felt like. I mean, that's back when they had the pay phones, you know, you put the quarter in or the card. What was that card called you could use?
I know what you're talking about.
This pay phone was like, you know, 4 feet high and 8 feet wide, you know. And, you know, you call home and you tell your parents, hey, I got my card, you know. But eventually, when my license plate said no wins, I knew I was out of here. Bye-bye.
I'm all done.
But it was fun. It was great. And, you know, I'm playing golf around Portland. I mean, it's just, we have so much great golf here. So
yeah,
great courses, great players, great young players right now. Look at the University of Oregon Duck golf team. I mean, I know I'm a Duck and I'm biased, but
a lot of those guys come through here as well.
Yeah.
Aaron Wise.
Yeah. Aaron Wise. What a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgot to talk about Aaron.
Got his first tour win this year.
Well, yeah, he got his card, a year ago here?
Yeah.
He wins Colonial.
I think we talked to him last year when we were out here.
I think we did. I think we had him on the show,
He's he hits it a mile.
Yeah, he does.
And he hits it straight up.
Is it amazing you watch? I mean, yeah. Just from the golf that you played and now watching these young guys, and seeing a guy like Brooks Koepka win the PGA Championship, did you ever think that the game would evolve to this point?
I couldn't believe what I saw Brooks do. I mean, when Tiger was putting it on him on that back nine Sunday and the roars were going on, the people, and I've talked to some people who were there, that told me that they just haven't seen crowds like that. And Tiger was doing his Tiger thing, as you saw.
Not hitting any fairways, but shooting a 64.
And he kept rolling those in, didn't he?
Yeah.
But Brooks kept making birdies. And back when they were afraid of him, they're not afraid of him anymore, but they were at one time, they started making bogeys when he started doing that.
Yep.
And he would have won. But now they just keep going. And they keep the pedal to the metal, and they know they got to go lower and lower because someone will.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's fun to see Tiger back playing. You know, the fact that the ratings are off the charts again when he plays is great. Great for the game. And the great thing is he's healthy. I can't believe he's actually able to play and practice the way that he does after, four back surgeries?
Yeah.
I mean, crazy.
We just heard a story. He was at Augusta 2 years ago.
At
the Champions Dinner. I guess he was walking around telling everybody, I'm done. I can't walk very good. I can't swing.
Yeah. Last Ryder Cup, he couldn't get out of the golf cart. He couldn't even get out.
And now look what he's doing. It's amazing. I think that's the story, too. Not only is it Tiger, it's the physical comeback that he has made in his life.
Yeah, I mean, as Lanny Watkins and I were talking about him one time, and, you know, Lanny was just saying, you know, you just never, you know, you can't count him out. I mean, Lanny was a fierce competitor on the PGA Tour. And you know, he said, Jeff, he said, this guy, Woods, he said, he makes me like a church mouse. He says, you know how much I hated to lose. I said, oh, I do. I remember it. He goes, but Tiger Woods is just a one of one, and you just never want to count him out. Anybody who thinks he won't be back needs to really be careful, because he's going to work and work and work and work out to where, you know, don't be surprised if he doesn't come back. I've just been amazed at how well he's played the last couple months.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Just real quickly before we get out of here, information for people that may be listening to this for the first time about the Winco Foods Portland Open, where they get tickets, you know, all that stuff.
Really simple. You know, wincogolf.com, you know, $15 a day to come out. But remember, with that $15 ticket, we're going to give you 10 free tastings over in the golf and grapes and brews area.
Yeah, we checked that out today. That's the place to be right there.
Yeah, so if you do the math a little bit there, that works pretty good.
It does.
And then that $15 is going to go to whatever charity you want it to go to in Portland. So
that's cool.
So now you've got kind of a double win. But you want to take exit 55 off I-26 West, which is, I think it's Durham.
Yeah.
That's the easiest one of all. Exit 55. And just come out here. Parking's free. And then, you know, the golf's going on this afternoon until 6:30 or 7. The Grove is on fire until 6:30 or 7. I'll be over there, you know, buying shots and having fun, trying to stay out of trouble. But we're gonna have some fun over there. So social's great, you know, golf's great. And then tomorrow, Saturday, is family day from 12 o'clock on. We buy lunch for the first 250 kids. And then Sunday, we buy everybody that comes out here in the morning breakfast here. And then we watch the guys play their brains out to try to get a tour card. And it's just I can tell you right now, it's the most emotional day. The spotlight will be on Pumpkin around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, this is where it's at.
Is Taylor Mounts driving you crazy yet?
Taylor Mounts, I think he's got a future. You know, he can't sell anything. But he can certainly – he's got a chance.
Okay, he might make it.
Yeah, he might make it if he just keeps grinding. Rondi Schreier will, you know, try to lift him up on a daily basis. But
our company was pretty mixed when he left. Half the room was crying, and then the half room was celebrating.
I heard there was a party.
Yeah, emotion,
yeah. Publication.
Then they knew he's going over to Lagadier Sports, and the rumor was, well, never lasts there. Right? Yeah. You know, chance. All these guys do is work. No, he's great. We love Taylor Mounts. He's, of course, he went to Willamette University.
Right, he's a local kid.
Local kid.
He likes to tell us he played basketball.
I actually ran to his coach the other day. His coach said he weighed about 50 pounds less than he does today when he could not miss. His nickname was Cotton. The ball never touched
Cotton.
The rim. It never touched the rim, baby. Cotton only.
Oh, well, that's cool, man. Thank you so much for
thank
the time.
You guys.
You guys are doing
appreciate
a great job out here.
It's a lot of fun.
Thanks for being here.
Jeff
you guys
Sanders.
Are great partners.
There
thank
we go.
You very
Jeff
much.
Jeff Sanders out here at the Winco Foods Portland Open. We're having a good time. We'll talk about some Monday Night Football stuff next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.